put it in a piece.
You know, the trans business across Europe is astonishing. I had a paper some months back where I looked at some of the royal families of Europe going back over the last 100 years.
Yes.
And you can, oh, they jump out at you. The male qualities, they are actually comical.
I mean, isn't that, but it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, the royal families of Europe are full of, you know, trannies, basically. Trans people, transsexual. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of mind-blowing, right? Really.
It is. Now, you could imagine that would have been feasible in the old days, before the use of photographs and video and all of that, where the people wouldn't get to see them very often. And when they did, they wouldn't get much chance to study them.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the camera became available and video and film footage became available, we had a brief window where we could see them in the raw, if you like. But in the last 20, 30, 40 years, they appear to have greatly improved the quality, so that they're much more convincing transgenders now.
Yeah.
And of course, they carry out more surgery on them now. I would recommend, if you're interested, to go out and check some of the junior members of the British royal family.
Oh, yeah.
The ones around 5, 6, 7, 8. They are just like little boys, you know.
Yeah.
But by the time they're 13, 14, 15, between the chemicals and the hormones, the surgery and so on, they will be more convincing females that they are at the moment.
Yeah, it's just such a strange thing to do, you know, for just normal people like us. We just think, why would anybody want to change their gender or pull out, you know, try to do this deception? Now, do you think it's something they have to do for to please their gods, right, their master?
I think it's part of this cult club society. You know, Mrs. Thatcher made a famous remark years back. She was one, and she spoke about a certain person who was getting above a station, and she was saying, he is not one of us.
Mm.
And, you know, at the time, you would tend to think, well, they're speaking only of the power elite. But now that we have a different coloration on that now, because we see it could possibly mean that he wasn't a member of this club.
One of us, yeah.
One of us.
They're in some club.
And I think the Mitfords used to have a term, you and non-you.
Ah.
The you being us, and of course the non-you being the rabble. And if you're one of us, then of course there must be some physical evidence that you have joined this club. Now, I don't think all of the males have to do it, or even all of the females, but I do. It is quite obvious, the more I study this, these people hate natural women.
Yeah. Yeah.
They hate natural childbirth, they hate natural marriage, they hate natural families.
Yes. Is that their hatred of humanity in general, or what is
that
all
about? Well, it seems to be whether Satan hates women more than men, and this is carried through, or whether it's part of a general strategy that they are following to wipe out the family, separate sex and marriage, separate the rearing of children from their parents, so that the state raises and brainwashes the child, and where generation takes place without the uterus, because the striking feature of an androgyne is the thing you can't see. They don't have a uterus.
Ah, great point.
You know,
but they always pretend like they do.
Pardon?
The fake pregnant bellies. They have fake pregnant bellies.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, the fake pregnancy. But this is what they all have in common. The men who are men don't have a uterus, and the women who are actually men don't.
Yes.
So you see, Satan hates this because that's the means by which the Lord brought Christ into the world and caused the defeat of Satan. And also Satan in the garden, I mean, he went for the woman because he knew that was the weaker of the two, and he could deceive her. And Paul actually says that Satan didn't deceive Adam.
Okay.
Adam rebelled. You see, Adam had this amazingly beautiful partner.
Ah.
The most beautiful woman who ever lived.
Yeah.
Satan Satan did, he, Adam didn't really believe the lies that Satan told. But he went along with it because he was losing his woman. You know?
Yeah.
And this seems to be all part of it. Satan is attacking women. The attack on women today is staggering.
Yeah.
And you see how they're suffering by trying to lose weight, anorexia and bulimia and all kinds of neurotic practices and exercising to death, simply to look like one of these strange transgender gargoyles. I mean,
yeah, and not wanting to get pregnant, to get fat and stuff.
And not wanting to get pregnant.
Not wanting to have babies. Abortion.
That's abortion. Abortion. The murder of children. Is anything more pleasing to Satan than to have a mother kill her own child?
Wow.
It's just astounding.
Wow.